The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Joy boosters. Joy, joy, joy. How many of us were in the carol yesterday? Oh, that carol was awesome. I wish we had a part two. Praise the Lord. Philippians 4, chapter 4. It says, rejoice, and again I say, rejoice. I want to welcome every one of us to this joy service this morning. Tell your neighbor you're powerfully welcome. God bless you and grant you all your heart desires in the mighty name of Jesus. Joy is essential for every believer. Joy is essential for every believer. Joy is needed for every believer. And there are major factors that boost joy. We have joy boosters. Just like you have soil boosters for agric people, you know, for farmers. You have soil boosters or anything that can boost. For women, we have soup boosters. Something that makes the soup sweet. Some men are looking at me. I think they recognize such. Hallelujah. This morning we're going to be speaking on joy boosters, something that will boost our joy. And quickly, there are some vital facts about joy. There are some facts about joy we need to know. A, joy eradicates discouragement. Joy eradicates discouragement. Joy does not give room for discouragement at all. Joy does not give room for discouragement. If you have joy, you can't be discouraged. Somebody say yes. You can't be discouraged. There is a story of a man, a true life story, a multi-billion dollar worth of man. Oh, is that English correct? For those of us that understand English very well. A multi-billionaire, but in dollars. This man lost a lot of investments. A lot. I don't know what he invested in, and he lost a lot. And the following day, he went to his... He has a golf association, is it club or something? So he went there the following day to go play golf as usual. So his friends that knew what he had lost, when they saw him the following day coming to play golf and he was acting as if all was well, they said, man, are you for real? You just lost a lot of $1 million. What happened? You are here. Man, I gotta move on. I can't tie myself down because of that. You know what? That is not normal. Do you know that? Some of us will lose 1,000 naira. For the next 1 week, we are still mourning over that 1,000. It's lack of joy, sir. But what I'm trying to say is the vital fact A is joy eradicates discouragement. You can't be discouraged. That man, he told his friends, he said, it's money that was lost. I didn't lose my life. The life that God gave me is enough to make another one. That's joy. That kind of joy is coming for you this morning. I said that kind of joy is coming for you this morning. Somebody's amen is not born again. I'm not saying you're going to lose money. But I'm telling you that kind of joy that cannot be shaken is coming for you this morning. In the name of Jesus. If you are saying a good amen, say it better. The world might give you reasons to be discouraged. But the kind of joy I'm talking about will always give you reasons to keep living. The world, if we turn on the news, whether local news or international news, everywhere is filled with bad news. Yeah, so local, it is either they are bombing somebody, or they have kidnapped somebody, or they have kidnapped this person. Or if you international news, it is one country versus one country. COVID versus variants versus Delta versus whatever versus Omicron. I don't know whatever they're going to invent again next year. But whatever it is everywhere is filled with bad news. But you know, it takes joy, inner joy, to be what? Not to be discouraged. It takes joy. Tell your neighbor you will not be discouraged. Vital fact B about joy. Vital fact about joy. You have to work at your joy. It is not automatic. Tell your neighbor it is not automatic. It is not automatic. Joy is not automatic. You have to work it. The person, we read Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. Rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. If you look at that phrase very well. Rejoice in the Lord always and again. That is be deliberate, be intentional. Apostle Paul that wrote that. Did you know what happened to Paul? Let's quickly go to what happened to Paul. in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. So we can have an idea of the person that wrote that scripture, that wrote that verse, to know the kind of thing he was going through. Yet, can we help me open 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25 and 26? 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25 to 26. Let's read together. Thrice, three times, I was beaten with rods. This man was beaten not because he stole, but because he was a believer, an ardent follower of the word. Let's read together, please. Once I was stoned. I suffered shipwreck. Can we all read together, please? A night and a day I have been in the deep. Next verse. In journeys often. The journeys he was making, he was preaching the gospel. That was what he was doing. In perils of water. In perils of robber. He has been robbed several times. In perils of even my own countrymen. His people have judged him a lot of times. They have duped him. In perils by the heathen. In perils in the city. In perils in the wilderness. In perils on the sea. In perils amongst false brethren. Those that look like Christians, but they are fake. In weariness and painfulness in watchings. We can go on and on. That's the kind of experience Apostle Paul had. But you know something? He could have said, after all, I'm doing his work. Let me see. Qui sera, sera. You know? And then he will stay there. But joy is not automatic. He worked it out. He said, rejoice again, and I say, rejoice. Rejoice always. And again, I will say, it was intentional. You have to be intentional about your joy. Because if care is not taken, you know something? Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. How many of us are like, you don't get fruit by looking. You only get weed by looking. Weed. You don't need manure. Weed will grow. But real fruit, talk of apples, talk of pineapples, good, correct fruits. Mention the ones you regularly eat. They need what? To be intentionally catered for. You will water it. You will plant the place. You will put good manure. Good. In order to get good fruits, your joy is a fruit of the Spirit. So if you must get good fruits, what happens? Be intentional. Let no man take your joy. John 16 verse 22 says, your joy, no man take it. John 16 verse 22. Your joy, no man take it. Let your joy, COVID take it. COVID cannot take it. Let no COVID take it. That English may not be correct, but it's okay. Your joy, let no disappointment take it. Your joy, let no lack take it. Your joy, let no, what else? Whatever, sickness, let nothing take it. Apostle Paul had been through a lot. But yet he said, rejoice, and again I say, it was intentional. Be intentional about your joy. Not because evil news would not come. No. It's because you know in your heart that you have overcome. He says, rejoice. Jesus, I have overcome. He has given us victory. So rejoice. Tell your neighbor, rejoice. Be intentional about your joy. Tell your neighbor, be intentional. Let nothing take away your joy. Tell your neighbor, let nothing take away your joy. Some people, because of clothes, their joy is gone. I don't have clothes to wear. Some because of tiffy, I don't have job, I don't have this one, lack, I don't have sickness, small. Say, I don't. God is not good. I'm telling you, this I've been serving and serving this God. Look at him, look at my life. It's not speaking what I'm serving. That is the reason why you are still there. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, your joy, nothing will take. Nothing will take your joy in the name of Jesus. I said, nothing will take your joy in the name of Jesus. The C part. Vital fact about joy. Joy can be contagious. Joy can be contagious. Joy can be contagious. How many of us have ever experienced? We have always experienced that. You know, the Bible says in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. In God's presence, there is the maximum place you can get joy. And at his right hand, that means as you are collecting the full capacity of the joy in God's presence. And at his right hand, there are pleasures. Those pleasures are unlimited. Wife is there. Husband is there. House is there. People have shared testimony of houses here. Berekete, your own is coming. If you have shared one, two is coming for you next year. You have shared two before, three is coming for you. You have shared testimony of car, more cars are coming. You have shared testimony of cars, machines are coming. Somebody that understands cars and machines, say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Joy boosters. This morning I'm going to be sharing about seven joy boosters. with us this morning. Number one joy booster is positive thoughts. Tell your neighbor positive thoughts. Your thoughts determines your lot in life. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. You cannot be happy with the wrong thoughts in your mind. If you want to constantly experience joy, you have to be deliberate about your thoughts. Positive mindsets boost your joy. Positive mindset. I heard the story of a puppy, but it's a puppy bulldog. How many of us know that bulldogs have this, they are very tenacious, they are very dogged. They are very, I don't know how to explain it. They are very, very somehow. So there is this puppy. It's a puppy. It's not a full grown, you know, dog yet. It's a dog, but it's not full. It's still a puppy. But it's a bulldog. So this bulldog will leave his compound, go across the street to go and meet one big dog across the street. And the big dog will beat that puppy bulldog. The puppy bulldog will come back home and stay. The following day, the puppy bulldog again will move to that same spot to go and meet that big bulldog. I mean, to go and meet the big normal dog. It's a normal dog. Maybe let me use a local dog. I don't know. The dog will beat that puppy again. It will come back. The following day, the puppy bulldog will go again. And then it will go. It will beat him. It will come back home again. On a particular day, that puppy bulldog went again. He will cross the road though. He will leave his compound, cross the road, go meet that big dog. The big dog will finish, will beat him and he will come back. On this particular day, as he was going crossing the road, immediately the big dog sighted the puppy. He ran. Do you know why? It wasn't because the big dog couldn't beat that puppy anymore. He was just simply tired of fighting. And you know something about that puppy? That puppy bulldog. He kept going because he had a mindset. The big dog may have beaten me today, but I'll have a chance tomorrow. You go again. I've been beaten yesterday. I have a chance tomorrow. It will go again. That kind of mindset is called a positive mindset. Brethren, that mindset is what keeps you going and it boosts your joy. I've come to tell you this morning, I don't know what you may have lost from the inception of this year. I don't know what kind of disappointment you may have had. I don't know what kind of pitfalls, what kind of loopholes, what kind of challenges you may have faced. But I've come to tell you this morning, just like that puppy bulldog, keep at it. Very soon, you will weary your adversaries. You will weary those challenges. Is somebody saying a good amen? Is somebody saying a good amen? Your mentality determines your actuality. Don't think failure. Think success. Some people have zeroed themselves in Nigeria to the deal. Nobody can make it in Nigeria. Ha. Nigeria, what is tough for Nigeria? Don't be among those that speak ill of this nation. Because things will definitely turn around. Be positively minded. Speak positive. Have a positive mindset. Have a positive mindset. David was faced with Goliath. Let's open our Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 43 to 50. We're going to read quickly. 1 Samuel 17, verse 43 to 50. David was faced with Goliath. And 1 Samuel, thank you. And the Philistines said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his God. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh unto the fowls of the air, and to the beasts of the field. Let's move quickly. We're going to 50. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. I want us to have a picture there. Please don't take it. The thing is, the Goliath, physically looking, was enough to finish some of the Israelites. It has even finished some of some Israelites because his size was massive. Not to talk of his helmet, not to talk of his sword, you know. But he said, David then said to Philistine, David wasn't looking at the physical, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. And I come to thee in the name of the Lord God of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. The next verse. This day, somebody say this day. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee. Hey Job, if you ask yourself, David was boasting. He said, I will smite thee. The question is, with what? Right? And I will take your head from you. The only thing David had, sir, Amma, was what? A catapult and five stones. Is catapult and five stones able to take away a man's head? Is it able to even call? He said, and I will take your head from you, and I will give it to the carcasses of the host of the Philistines. This day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts, that all the earth may know there is a God in Israel. The next verse quickly. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and with spear. Somebody say praise the Lord. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Verse 48. And it came to pass, when the Philistines arose and came and drew near to meet, that David hasted and ran towards the army to meet the Philistines. The rest was history. You know what? David had already finished Goliath. It was a positive mindset. People were looking at the physical Goliath, the size, the sophistication of his weapon. But David had a positive mindset. He had a positive mindset. He was positive. I will remove your head. Is it with catapult? Or is it with sling? But he had a positive mindset. Brethren, I've come to tell you, positive mindsets, positive words, positive speech, positive acts boost your joy. It helps you. You might look around the nation. You might not have reasons to say, oh, things might not be so well. Oh, the nation is this, the nation is that. But have a positive mindset. When some say there's a casting down, we will say there's a lifting up. Somebody will tell you, how are things? Omo, I just deal. Now, so we deal. You know, some people say, I want mekuno. Don't ever, if you are part of those that say that word, you are not a mekuno. You are part of the majority. Because we are not ruled by the physical kingdom. We are ruled by spiritual kingdom. We are covenant children. We are covenant people. Even when things don't look nice, some people will still be blessed. And you and you and you and I will be part of those that are blessed. Let me tell you something. Famine had been, not now. Recession had been, not from now. It had been in the times of Abraham. Yet, in those times of famine, God still prospered his children. Why? Positive mindset. Tell your neighbor, positive mindset. I've come to tell you this morning that everything around you may look lack, but speak abundance. Everything around you may look barren, but speak productivity. There was a story of a woman I heard, 60 years old woman. She was outside her balcony, her house. She kept her hand and she was speaking with children. Somebody came visiting and asked her, Mama, at 60 years old, ma. She said, oh, Mama, she was talking. What are you? I said, I'm more on my own because don't worry, when I have my own. It's not if I have my own. She said, when I have my own. That can only be what? Positive mindset, positive thoughts. And she eventually had her own. It was not the time for, it may be late, but what? It is never late with God. Abraham was 75. God called him at 75. At 75, some people have even gone home. Once you relate, but Abraham's famous. He was popular. At what? 75. And at that time, God promised him a son. At 80, God didn't give him. 85, he didn't give him. If some people here were Abraham here, we say, if God says, Abraham, stand up, move, and go, Benny, you have called me since 5 years ago, what have you done? I'm 80, I'm celebrating my Emewa, I'm celebrating 80 years with me, what have you done? 85, you have not done it. 10 years ago, I don't know how far you may have been, but I've come to tell you, stay positive. Abraham didn't get his promised child until 25 years after. But yet, God was still faithful. To Abraham, he's ever faithful. To you and I, God is faithful. Whatever God has promised you, whatever promises you must have hold or you are holding on to, don't give up. Have a positive mindset. Don't ever be positive. Stay positive. Number two, joy booster is recalling testimonies. Recall testimonies. Testimonies are major joy boosters. Another name for testimony is good news. A life of a believer without testimony is tasteless. A life of a believer without testimony is a tasteless life. Have you ever seen stew without taste? That has no taste. Yeah. When you make stew and there's no salt, no maggi, you just put the pepper and fry it. No matter how nice it may be looking, it won't taste well. Why? Because it's lacking a major ingredient. Testimonies in the life of a believer is what adds to a believer. It beautifies a believer's life. It adds color. And I tell you, one major joy booster is when you recall testimonies. Recalling testimonies in the sense that you think, Psalm 119 verse 24. Let's quickly open Psalm 119 verse 24. It says, thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. That means testimonies are delight. Testimonies are counselors. They counsel you. If God has done it before, he can do it again. Do you know why David had so much strength in front of Goliath? It was because God had helped him to kill the lion when he was rearing those sheep. He didn't just come to the war front and say, but he recalled and said, the God that has helped me in the past. Many Christians don't recall testimonies. Sometimes God has helped you. He healed you of headache. And then you are faced with a terminal ailment. God forbid. Or we are faced with another sickness. We now feel headache is small. Who told you headache is small? You are the one emphasizing that challenge. Headache has killed many. You are the one, instead of emphasizing that challenge, emphasize your God in the face of the challenges. Magnify your God. Recall the testimonies of what he has done before. And he will help you do greater things. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You are trusting God for whatever you are trusting God for. Recall that he has done something good for you. You are trusting God for admission. Thank him he helped you to pass your WAEC. It will boost your joy to move on. Somebody say, pray, amen. You got married, you are trusting God for the fruits of the womb. Recall that he helped you to get married. Not everyone is married. You are trusting God to gain admission. You are trusting God for a job. Thank him that you are even saying enough, that he even helped you to even be able to be employable. Can you employ a madman? Oh, for every little thing God has done, recall those testimonies. Many Christians are short-memoried. We don't think of the good things God has done for us. Many of us always think God has done it in the past. But don't think like that. Let me take you to the book of Acts chapter 5. In Acts chapter 5, some apostles were arrested. And you know what happened to them? They were arrested and kept in the prison. God sent an angel and delivered them. They were delivered. In Acts chapter 12, the same thing happened again. But this time in Acts chapter 12, it was more fierce because one of them had just been killed. And then the person in charge said, look, by Easter, I'm going to cut off the head of Peter. In Easter, I'm going to take him off. So, but the brethren, let me look for the very scripture. Acts chapter 12, I think from verse 4-7. 4-7. And when he had been apprehended, he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Some one of them had just been killed. So it was a plan that after Easter, you know, in the first scenario, none was killed. They were released. But Peter recalled, you know something amazing about Peter? Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of his church unto him for God. Let's move to verse 6. Something amazing that Peter did. I'm sure Apostle Peter recalled the testimony that happened in chapter 5. Do you know why I said that? Because, and when Herod would have brought him forth, that same night, Peter was sleeping. Ejo. Normally when people are in challenges, when they are in situations, and you know that by Easter was just around the corner, they were going to cut off his head. One will expect marathon night vigil. Yes or no? Yes. We know now. Some of us, whenever we are having issues, we will go from 12 to 5. We are praying. Mala parada. We will sleep and wake up inside prayer. Sleep and wake up inside prayer. We'll be praying because we have an issue at hand. But Peter did something. When he was sleeping, Peter was sleeping. That was, he wasn't bothered. I'm sure he recalled that the God that did it in chapter 5 is more than able to do it again. Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, one on his left and one on his right. He was bound, and the keepers before the prison kept the prison. Verse 7. And behold, he trusted God too much. He recalled. And the angel of the Lord came upon him, and the light shined. Normally when we are sleeping and there is so much light in our eyes, for some of us that are light keepers, we should wake up, right? Peter didn't wake up. The guy's kind of, that's showed the kind of sleep he was sleeping. Oh, deep, oh, worry. And the angel came. He smote Peter. He didn't say, you know, there's a difference between smite and tap. Smite to hit. Brother Kayode, please come. God bless you, sir. You know, somebody is sleeping. Oh, sorry, maybe you should come up. Can I have two people, please? I just want to make a quick scenario. Two people, two men, two guys, two hefty guys, and God's going to bless before the end of the year. Mighty Captain, you are blessed. You are mighty. You didn't know that you are hefty. Ah, praise the Lord. Let's assume that I'm Peter. Two soldiers in between. All right, Mighty Captain, please come. You are the angel. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. He was sleeping. I want to believe he was snoring. A light shone. He didn't wake up. Maybe you should stand as Peter. You're not standing as the angel properly. Praise the Lord. He was sleeping and snoring. Snore. Praise the Lord. You know, light shone. He didn't, nothing happened. The angel came. He didn't tap. Bible said the angel smote him. I want to believe the angel did this. If you read on, he said, and he ranged Peter. He had to, God bless, he raised him. What is soon? Like, even after smiting, he didn't stand up. The angel had to raise him away. The day. That's the kind of quality of sleep Peter was sleeping. God bless you. You are all blessed. That's the kind of quality of sleep Peter was sleeping. Brethren, how can you be sleeping in the midst of chaos? How can you be sleeping in the midst of challenges? How can you be sleeping in the midst of trouble? Why? He recalls the God that did it in Acts chapter 5. The God that did it before for me. He's still alive to do another one. He was able to boost his joy. Brethren, whatever you're facing now, I've come to tell you, the God that delivered those times, that delivered you those times, was more than able to deliver you. In the name of Jesus. Is somebody saying a good amen? Number three booster of joy. Maintain a lifestyle of praise. A lifestyle of praise will always boost your joy. To be praiseless is to be joyless. Bible says in his presence there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Maintain a lifestyle of praise. If in his presence there is fullness of joy, there is joy before him. That's right. And there are so many good things. But the same Bible also says that I will enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. That means you can't access God without praise. So if you must access joy, you need to do what? Be a praiseful person. Be a praiseful person. Irrespective of whatever you are going through, give him praise. Tell your neighbor, give him praise. Praise, not minding your circumstances. There's this song we usually sing. I got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Choir, what's wrong with this? I will sing a song, you will not know. I know my choir is awesome now. I got a feeling. So don't mind my voice. Everything is gonna be alright. Be alright. Be alright. It's alright. Can I have backups, please? You're looking at me as if you don't know the song. You know now. I got a feeling everything is gonna be alright. I got a feeling
everything's gonna be alright. Oh, I got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Feel alright. Be alright. Be alright. It's alright.
Alright,
alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
Alright,
alright.
I got a feeling everything is gonna be alright. Oh, 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 I'm got a feeling everything is gonna be alright. Oh, 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 I'm got a feeling everything is gonna be alright.
If you have a feeling that everything is gonna be alright, give God praise this morning. Celebrate this God. Jam your hands together for Him. Hallelujah. Number four, can we quickly have a recap? Number one, joy booster. I said what? Number two. Number three. And then quickly, number four, maintain fellowship in Zion. Zion is the church of God. Zion is the place of joy and gladness. In Psalm 84, verse 4. Quickly, let me open. Psalm 84, verse 4. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. What will happen to them? They will still be praising thee. That means you can't be in Zion and not have reasons to praise Him. You can't be in Zion and not have joy. They will still be praising Him. Let's move to verse 7 of that same chapter. Psalm 84, verse 7. Quickly. 7. They go from strength to strength. Somebody say strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. That means as you have come here today, you are not permitted to go the same. They go from strength to strength. Somebody say strength to strength. If you came with strength 1, you are supposed to go with strength 5. You come again with strength 5, you are supposed to go back with strength 10. Because our God does not add up in, He does geometric. He doesn't do, what do they call it, 1 plus 1, 2. God can do 1 plus 1, 22. That's God. Praise the Lord. They go from strength to strength. Everyone, and you know something? That strength to strength must be a consistent coming to Zion. Consistent coming to Zion. Consistent. If you come to church today, you have to come tomorrow. You cannot be a, you know, you cannot remain at the same level you are. No. That takes away from you. They go from strength to strength. Maintain fellowship in Zion. You know something? A pride of lion is a group of lions. A pride of lion can pull down an elephant. Why? Because there is strength in company. There's strength in company. Get me? Not anyhow company. I mean spiritual company. There is strength in spiritual company. Don't lack spiritual company. Tell anybody, don't lack spiritual company. A solo lion is prone to attack and can be easily killed. When you are set aside, when you are alone, you do your thing. I just don't want anything. I don't want stress. I don't want wahala. I don't want this. I just want to be on my own. Today you go to church. The next 2 weeks, I'm still following you up. Where are you? I'm washing. Where are you? I'm just down. Where are you? I don't even know. Praise the Lord. They go from strength to strength. You are not permitted to be on the same level when you come to Zion. You don't come to meet with people. You come to meet with God. As you have come today, the Lord will increase you more. As you have come today, the Lord will increase you more. In the name of Jesus. I said the Lord will increase you more. The Lord will strengthen you. In Jesus' name. Number 5, possess a sense of humor. It takes more nerves, according to scientists. More nerves are required to frown than to smile. That means you are doing yourself more harm when you frown than when you smile. Can you give me a smile this morning? When you even smile yourself, you have this release, this ease. When you frown, it requires a lot of, you know, a lot of nerves to bone up. Have a sense of humor. Have a good sense of humor. That's one of the joy boosters. Even God Himself, our God does not frown. He laughs. Bible says in Psalm 2 verse 4, it says, He that sitteth in heaven shall laugh. Psalm 2 verse 4. He that, that means God laughs. Our God is not, heaven is going to be sweet, full of comedy, full of humor, good sense of humor. Our God is not a boring God. He's an exciteful God. Very excited God. He loves a place. He makes, you know, so have a good sense of humor. There are some people that maybe, I don't know, you might be a man because somebody offended you at work. You go back to your house. You now do transfer aggression to your wife at home. The young lady asks you, or the, welcome. How are you? He's still trying to play with you. Mm-hmm. How was your day? What did I tell you my day was before? Maybe you give him a bar. Now, why is it a bar hard? The question is, yeah, and then that one to maybe out of ignorance, when I say, it's a bar, it's normally soft before. You know, fight has started. Sense of humor. But when you come back, irrespective of whatever happens, you have reasons to laugh. Have reasons to be joyful. Have reasons to smile. You understand? Somebody, as a young lady, somebody jilted you, or a guy said he's not doing it again. I've met a lady like that before. The guy was, you know, he wasn't doing it again. And she started crying and crying and crying. Week in, week out, she was a shadow of herself. Ah. I said, on top waiting now. The guy said he's not doing it again. As young ladies, the following day, go to the front of the mirror, put pancake, make your hair, wear a good perfume, wear a nice outfit, and take picture. Give yourself, don't even need to post. Sometimes when you post, those things are fake. Make yourself feel good. When you make yourself feel good, I say, this is the person the Lord has made, though. Ah, hey. And somebody that said he's not interested. He just missed an asset. You repackage yourself. You can even, because of that, you know the area that brother will be the following day. Waka around the area. Don't do as if you see him. Oh. Go to another person and say, bro, AK, how you doing? The Lord bless you. Laugh and smile. Let him hear your laughter. So that you know that because he gave you exit, it's not the end of your life. You have to make yourself happy. It's a joy booster. Let nothing give you reasons to be morose. Honestly, let nothing give you, and your employer sacked you, not because of your indiscipline. I'm not talking about that one. We have some mean employers that sacked you because, you know, you have been doing, I guess you just said, maybe you got retrenched, anything. Don't now say, because of that, your life is finished. It's not finished. Package yourself. Package your CV. And say, yes, here I come. A multinational company is going to employ you. If you have to start by yourself, God is going to open another door for you. But you must learn not to keep yourself down. Have a good sense of humor. Laugh. Make yourself happy. You are a man of the house. Don't come back. If you might be battered outside, don't bring it back to the house. And then you start boning as if you're the line of the tribe of your house. What is it? Even the tribe of Judah said he laughs. So what is your own? You now bone. Daddy, why? You know? And some men do that whenever they want to ask for money. I want to ask. May the Lord give you money. The men in the house, some men cannot. May the Lord give you good money. You know, when this thing is there, and the woman asks, whether at night or in the day, you are smiling to give her. How much do you want? How much, really? I'll transfer to your account. You know, praise the Lord. The Lord will take you there. Mega there. Somebody say, big amen. In the name of Jesus. Number 6, contentment. Somebody say contentment. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. Contentment. Bible says, godliness with contentment is great gain. If you desire joy, learn to be contented. You know something? Comparison is a thief of joy. When you start comparing, it only steals your joy. Be contented. Be contented with where you are. You are in a one room today. Thank God for it. Be contented. Because it's taking you to your own mansion tomorrow. You are going out with a dark lady. Be contented. Don't covet the fair lady down the road. You are a married man. Your wife you married legally is fair. Don't covet the ebony across your street. Somebody say contentment. Ladies. Somebody say ladies. Somebody say ladies. Contentment. Tell that lady beside you contentment. I'm sure ladies understand. You might be matting your hair today. You are doing adimole. Be contented. Don't covet the Brazilian hair. You don't know the source. Or you are coveting the relationship. You don't know where it's coming from. Or the young guy, the vision-driven guy God has given you. You now start comparing. The guy on your birthday, the guy gave you a card. That's what he can afford. Yes, it's in levels. So life is in phases. The level he can right now is card. And he does it with love. You now look at the card and say, hey, me and you. Somebody, you now even show them. Somebody, one lady, her boyfriend gave her a car yesterday, a Tesla. Yeah, have you heard of a Tesla car before? They don't use fuel like when we use them. You don't know one far. The thing they show, a correct car. So the guy gave her a Tesla yesterday. You know, say, ah, you not start comparing. Somebody say contentment. Contentment. Godliness with contentment. Men, any lady that you are dating, or a guy, you are dating a lady, you give her a birthday gift of something according to your size. It's not contentment. Don't marry her. It's contentment. Praise the Lord. The Lord will help us. In the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, be content. Be content. Number 7, the last joy booster. Maintain the presence of the Holy Spirit. Maintain the presence of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. It says, for the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is not in meat and drink. Living without the Holy Spirit can be frustrating. The presence of God is what brings joy. Many people come to church, but not all have access to this joy. Many come to church, but not all have access to this joy. It is great to come to church, like we have said, don't neglect dying. But it is of greater value when we carry His presence. When you are a carrier of His presence. Proximity is not the same as collectivity. Connectivity is what gives you your collection. Your connectivity is what gives you your collectivity. You might be close, yet far. Judas was close to Jesus. What happened to him? He died. His end was horrible. He was close, but yet he didn't maintain. He was not a carrier of the Spirit. And he died. Achan was part of the leaders of Israel. He was close to the leadership. He was close to Moses. But what happened? He was not a carrier of the presence. He died. Gehazi was close to Elisha. What happened? He was not a carrier of the presence. He was not a carrier of this Holy Spirit. He was not a carrier. You can be coming to church. That is not what will make you be a carrier of the presence. There is a man called Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus met with Jesus as a cheat and a fraudster. In fact, he was a dubious tax collector. But something happened. He met with Jesus and he returned. What? A vibrant man. He returned. He was so vibrant that he told Jesus, said, look, I will go and return all that I've taken. I will go and return. I will give them back. That was fire. Be a carrier of the presence. Coming to church is good, but don't come to church and remain the same. Be a carrier of the presence of God. I tell you, your joy can only be boosted. You can only have access to God. You can only have access if you are a carrier of His presence. Let your life reflect His presence. This morning I've come to encourage you that if you have not been a carrier of His presence, you have been coming, but you have not had access to Him. You have not been able to maintain that presence with God. This morning is another opportunity. Your joy can only be, Bible says in His presence there is fullness. The full joy comes when you are a carrier of His presence. Some people will come to church and they will be asking themselves, why has God not done this? Why has God not done that? I have been praying. The question simply remains, are you maintaining the Holy Spirit in your life? Are you a carrier of His presence?
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.